Hey, hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant coming to you with the Astro Blast podcast. I almost forgot our name. I'm with
Mrs. Bernard.
Hello, Mrs. Bernard. How are you?
I am fabulous. It is Friday.
It's an exciting day.
The sun is shining.
Hey, I know. It's beautiful. It's windy, but it is beautiful out there.
It's
and
April.
We are blessed with four guests.
We do. We have some very special individuals with us. So
absolutely.
Who do we have with us?
I'm Jenny Hiscox, a junior.
I'm Maddie Moore, and I'm a junior.
I'm Julia Cahoon, and I'm also a junior.
Patrick Waldron, and I'm a senior.
And they are joining us because they started a new, what do we call this?
It's not a podcast.
It's not a podcast.
It's like a show.
It's a show. Like on the big screen.
Yep.
Called PA Listens.
PA
so
Listens.
Talk about that.
The first episode was out last week. Yeah. I watched it.
I did too.
It was great.
Really
I thought
awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So
love it.
But before we get to that, we have a couple of things happening around.
Yeah, we do. Today's the big day. Today is progress reports, guys. So make sure you're checking your email to get. Mm-hmm. Your reports of how you're doing in your classes, and make sure your parents know that too. Get on there and see how your progress is.
And I mean, for our seniors, this is the last half of the semester before graduation, so we are cruising to the finish line. We are in like mile 20 of the marathon.
Oh, I guess that's a perfect segue because
sure
April 17th is the Patriots Day.
It is.
Oh, and by the way, that's the same
the
day
Boston
as...
the Boston Marathon.
Oh, I was going to say the Red
the
Sox. The Red Sox are home that day.
Oh, my God. It's the 127th running.
And how many times have you run?
This will be number 9 for me.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Number 19 for marathons.
But the 10th.
Ninth
Boston
for
Marathon.
Me.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Hey, good luck.
Hey, thank you.
I hope you PR.
We'll see about that.
Everyone knows what PR is.
Personal record.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you want to track me, I'll say this again next week, but my number is 8,186. So feel free to track me and send me some positive vibes.
That's my favorite number.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my number. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah, so feel free to track me and send me some positive vibes, guys.
Absolutely.
It's going to be
great.
A good one. So.
That's exciting. Hopefully the weather's good for you.
Yeah, it's great. So what else do we got going on?
Well, spring sports are starting up. They're ramping up. I believe Monday is really the official start. I know softball will be playing. Ladies, where are you playing that day?
We're at home at 4 against Alvern.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yes.
Good
so
luck.
Come and
Good
support
luck.
The team.
For sure.
Yeah, we finally have some fields that are snow-free and getting dry, and we're ready to go. Yeah. Next week, we have the Battle of the Bands happening Thursday night.
Yep, the 13th. Yep, the
13th. That should be exciting.
Yeah, that'll
be
fun.
I'm taking my son. He's going to be
Oh, he'll love it.
About
he'll
it. Yeah.
love it. I don't know if I have not signed up to do that one, but I definitely like music, so I think I will probably be there
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so
a good show.
Big things happening.
Absolutely.
Cruising to April vacation. I know we're all getting ready for that, too.
Yeah.
But let's talk to our guests here.
For sure.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, can you guys tell us, you know, what is PA Listens? You know, where did it start? You know, what gave you the idea? Just talk to our listeners about that.
Oh, okay. I guess
there's four of them, so
yeah.
They all want to talk,
exactly.
Folks. They all want to talk.
So, I guess like the first thing that really set it off is like when a member of our community, when we lost Ezra Alvarez, like a lot of like what people are thinking is what could we have done? And this has kind of been the answer is PA Listens is we want to make people feel like teammates and like athletes, especially that once the season's over, their team's still there for them, because I feel like football was a big thing for Ezra's in Ezra's life. And like once that ended, he felt like he didn't really have anyone, and like that feeling like of aloneness is something we want to kind of like eliminate by bringing athletes on, and in addition like people from theater and just all across the community to show that even when like the events you're a part of, the teams, the groups, the organizations, like even when you're not with them, they're still there.
I think it was important for us to take initiative to show everyone in our Pinkerton community that no one's alone and what they're going through and what they may be struggling with behind the scenes. So we want to bring light to that and allow others to share their stories so no one feels alone and everyone can be there for each other.
I think it was big to inspire people to be able to reach out. It's a cliche, but people say all the time that you know, it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help, but I think a lot of times people feel it is, and so I think it's big for PA Listens to allow people to reach out for help and to show them that other people have done the same and have been able to persevere through their struggles because of it.
That's wow. really powerful.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Yeah, it really
is. I love that message. Yeah. I think that's fantastic. And listening to your first show, watching your first show, I definitely felt that vibe of what you guys were trying to do. So more power to you. Right. Keep that up. How often are you going to be presenting that show?
Every other week.
Every other week. So we have one probably coming up. So the first show, how long from filming to putting it out there to Pinkerton land? How long did that take?
I think it took about, yes. I think it took, we had to come up with the questions and find our guests. So with our first one, it took a lot longer because we were kind of figuring out our process.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I think that was like the first week was kind of planning. We filmed at the beginning of the second week and then had the editing done by the end of that week. I think we plan to film our second one right before break and get it out after break.
Excellent.
Awesome. Where can people find it?
It's on the Pinkerton YouTube, I believe, and it'll also be on the Pinkerton Instagram, and I think it's on the Headmaster's blog as well.
Awesome. Yeah, he had put it out. Yeah. I think that's how I got it that day. That's great.
You know
Excellent.
You know what really speaks to me is that you guys are you know, speaking about mental health and about, you know, being alone and struggles. And, you know, for on the outside, you know, just looking at even the four of you, you're top athletes, some of the best students we have in the school. And people would say, oh, you guys have it all together. Like, you don't have any hardships, right? And you share those hardships with the listeners and let them know that that's something that, you know, isn't just their own hardships, but that everybody's going through them and that we're all in this together. And I think that's such a powerful message.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's just, it's really excellent.
Yeah, it is. It really is. To have that foresight and understanding of a situation, you know, taking what you said about Ezra and trying to build upon that. Mm-hmm. And your first guests were excellent. Can you talk about that? Talk about that first show. That's the inaugural show that you had. And your guests were?
Our guests were Ant and Tai Chin.
Yeah. And we all, I think we all know their story, and, mm-hmm. and it was nice for them to get that out and talk mm-hmm. about that and talk about how their teammates really, you know, surrounded them and were there for support for them. And really, you know, being in the gym and watching them play, it was amazing to see how everyone, the whole community was supporting those boys. And mm-hmm. they are extraordinary athletes, and they're really darn good kids. And it was just nice to see them on that show and hear their story. So good job.
Can you give us a little teaser of who's going to be a guest for the next one? Is that allowed?
I think it's allowed.
Okay.
Anybody? Anyone else?
Coming up next, we have James Bridges, one of the Pinkerton players.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He's been a guest on our podcast.
He has.
Twice.
He'll be great. That's great. So you are incorporating the theater component. It's not just about athletes. We are not just an athletic school. Mm-hmm. We have so much to offer here at this school.
And I think that's why we're always talking about on our podcast that it is so important to get involved and find your thing. Mm-hmm. So your thing doesn't have to be athletics. It could be there's so many different things here at Pinkerton, but when you find your thing and you find your group, then you have people to connect with and you have people to support you and you aren't alone. And this school is very, very big, but when you find something that you're interested in and you find like-minded people, it becomes so much smaller, right? Would you guys agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Video production's a really cool one. Just want to say that.
What's that?
Video production is a cool
one.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So are you doing that?
I'm not going to school for it. Okay. I kind of just like, I've had a lot of fun with it.
So you've been in the class?
Part of it. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And is that where this kind of springboarded from?
That's where my abilities to help the group come from. But I feel like we all have our thing that we help the group out with. And like, even when people aren't on camera, there's like a lot,
there's a lot more going into it than people realize. Like,
oh, sure.
Everyone's helping to come up with the questions. We're trading off who's interviewing. So everyone kind of has, like, their own thing they bring to the table from what group they're a part of.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great team effort. I love it.
Yeah. So segue to, because you take that as a class, and you all are Pinkerton students. I don't know. Give us, like, some experiences in classroom that are memorable to you, or, like, you know, your favorite classes or something like that. We can start over here because they don't. They look at the. There's four of them, and they're like, "Who's going to talk first?
Who's going to talk?"
That's a hard question. I don't know if I can pick one favorite.
Well, you
class,
don't have to.
But I feel like coming into Pinkerton, like, it seems very big and, like, overwhelming, and you might not know everyone in your class, but it's just important to reach out and talk to the person sitting next to you and make a friend in a class if you don't have one, so that you feel, like, that sense of community, not as just, like, at the whole school, but also class to class and day by day.
Well, that's good advice.
Yeah.
I honestly think my double period classes every year have been my favorite because it's smaller groups and you, like, really get to know who you're with every day.
Which classes are you in for that?
Last year I was in honors bio with Julia.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year I'm in honors chem with Julia again. And then I'm also in HST1.
Oh, you're in the HST. Okay. What are you going to take that on? Like, what do you want to do?
College, I'm majoring in biology. Awesome. And I'm going to play softball too.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. And you're only a junior.
Yeah.
You
got life figured out. I love
that.
I do.
That's so awesome. You know what college you want to go to?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
What school?
Adelphi in
New York.
Yeah. I already committed.
Long Island.
Oh. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm very from right good. Down the road from there.
Really? I love that. Oh, yeah. Awesome. All right. Continue.
Julia Cahoon.
I think I'd have to agree with the double periods. Mm-hmm. It's just the consistency of seeing the same group every day has made it a lot easier for me. And I know Maddie just said the classes we took, but those classes are not easy. And I think it's been a lot more beneficial having the same people you're working with trying like solve the same problems and working together.
Yeah.
As someone who observed your class, I can assure you it is not easy work. Lost. I was lost.
I love bio.
I know you do. I know. Science is your world.
Yep. If anyone wants to come and do some chemistry with me anytime.
You need professional development.
I do. Come and visit.
How about you, Patrick? What's what class other than the audiovisual production class that you're in?
I was going to go with that because it's also a double period.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I've had it the past 2 years, video production 1 and now in video production 2. And it's been the same kids in my group both years.
Wow.
And they're all kids I went to elementary school school with.
That's wild.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah. I'm working on projects with kids I've now known for 12 years or more. And we're working on our last movie right now. And I'm kind of doing like the behind the scenes thing for it. And it's just, like, really making me think about, like, how much that class and the people have meant to me. Like, looking back on, like, the 2 years of footage we have together, like, behind the scenes of all the project we've worked on. And it's just, it's really cool. Like,
that's great.
To think
that
about how
cool.
How far we've come and how close we've become.
Right? And on your way to the end of your senior year. What a nice way to reflect.
What does next year look? I'm sorry, Mrs. Bernard, I cut you off there. What does next year look like for you? Do you have
not video production related at all?
Yeah.
I'm going to University of Pittsburgh for astronomy and astrophysics.
Wow.
But I'm hoping to keep film in there, like as maybe a minor.
Sure.
Get in somewhere with like the filming games, getting on the field because Pitt has like a big football programs.
Yeah.
Wow,
cool.
That's really
good
cool.
For you.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Pittsburgh's a nice town. I've not been there, but I've been wanting to go there and see the sights. I used to live in Pennsylvania as well.
Mm-hmm. You've been everywhere.
I know. Three places.
Yeah. So all really good thoughts and advice for our listeners here about finding a community.
Yeah, absolutely. And messages that we've been sharing all along,
right?
And it's just great to hear that reiterated here on our podcast.
I am so proud of you all for the initiative you took to do something. I think it just speaks volumes about the people that you are, but also just sending a message to our listeners that if you see something like an issue or you have like you feel that there's a hole that you could fill, to take action and actually make change or do something positive. Like I know, so Patrick, you're our only senior here.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. So I know when we brought the speaker in for Senior Palooza, and he talked about you know, some struggles he went through and how he used that to do something positive with his life and take his talents and do something that could mean something. So we kind of talk about that, and you guys already as 16, 17, 18-year-olds are doing something that means something. And I just couldn't be prouder.
Yeah. I know, it's great. I love it. So, Patrick, you are the connection for audiovisual. So, ladies, when Patrick's gone, is someone going to fill his space for that piece? Do you have somebody from the audiovisual world going to join with you? Have you thought through that for next year?
I think that's something we need to figure out. Okay. So.
All right, well, we just set that up for you to think about.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you need any help with that, we can certainly help you kind of get that rolling. Who is your advisor? Do you have an advisor for this?
Miss Buskey.
Oh, that figures.
Because you're generally... It was an idea that came up through LCA, is that right?
Yeah. Awesome.
Are applications coming up for that? What's going on with that?
For LCA, you mean, right? Yeah.
Do you guys know?
We haven't heard anything about it, but I'm
Must be soon.
Yeah, it's got to be soon.
Yeah, so if you're interested, if you're an athlete and you're interested in, you know, taking on a leadership role and being, you know, a role model.
Just another great organization
sure
here at
the
Academy, which is a fairly new one, relatively speaking, which Mrs. Bernard had a hand in starting that. So thank you for doing that. And Miss Buskey has certainly carried on that torch.
Sure has. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have a
question. Oh, yeah, we have a question.
Are we to the last question?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's so sad. I'd love to keep these guys for a little
they're
bit
great.
Longer.
Great kids.
So we always ask our podcast guests to if they have a shout out for anybody, and it can be the community, the Pinkerton community, somebody that they'd like to give an extra special thanks to. You guys are well connected in this community. You've done some really great things. I'm sure you've had some great people help you along the way. So we'll start. Let's go this way this time because I made her start so she can think a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So Patrick,
so we're all going to pick one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, or a group or whatever you want.
I would shout out Miss Smith, then, who's the video production teacher. Mm-hmm. She spent a long time with me helping me put together the set for the first interview. And, like, I've been going to her a lot because she used to work for, I think it was WMUR.
Wow.
So
she has a lot of experience with setting up, like, sets like that. And she was a big help along the way for figuring it out.
Excellent.
All right. Great shout out.
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
I'd have to thank Muskie.
Yeah.
I know, like, I play basketball with her, too, and she has been so great with all of her players addressing mental health, and I think that she's a great facilitator for our project, and she's been working with us and has meetings with us pretty frequently, and she's just done a great job getting everything we need for this.
She sure has.
Yeah, she's an amazing teacher. She's an amazing person.
She's a great one.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have to shout out Mr. Soika. He's been super helpful with all of this, you know, when we go nag him every single day at lunch and send him a million emails about getting us, like, in school field trips to make it possible. And he's just been really good about helping us get connections.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
I'll do a shout out. Mr. Soika.
Thanks, Soika.
I would have to shout out Ms. Mitchell. She's the social media coordinator, I believe.
Yeah,
So we've met with her a few times, and she's helped us really push out our project and, like, set the times on when to get it out so everyone can view it and make sure it's, like, really just having the impact that we want it to.
Fantastic. Yeah. So those last three shout outs are all Pinkerton alum.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really speaks volumes to what this school does. We create some really great leaders like yourselves. And those three ladies you mentioned are Mr. Soika, not ladies.
my
bad. So Mr. Soika, Ms. Buskey, and Ms. Mitchell are just amazing co-workers, friends. They just do a fantastic job.
They do. They're pretty fantastic individuals. I know another alumni sitting at this table.
Who would that be?
That would be me.
Oh, yeah, it's not me. Yeah, it's you. It's you.
Yeah, and I just think that speaks to the education that we get here at Pinkerton, that we create people that go out and make change and do good things.
And maybe one of you four sitting at the table with us will be back here.
I said I'd never be, and look at me now. So you never know. But
well, I think this is going to wrap us up today. And it's so great to have you guys on. Good luck with everything that you're doing with PA Listens. I think it's fantastic. Keep on rolling with that.
And to our listeners, you want to pay attention to right before vacation, right, for the next episode?
It'll come out, I think, right when we get back.
Oh, right when we get back. Okay, perfect. So right when we get back from vacation, pay attention for PA lessons.
People will be just waiting for vacation to end to come back to school.
Wait. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.